Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' Premier Talk Radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption and have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping families grow through the adoption process is important to us. We have offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we are very thankful to you for listening in today, and we do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. A couple of months ago, we started a series that we are continuing, and this is the series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates, and each week we've had the pleasure of getting to know a staff member in a little bit better way, professionally as well as personally, and so we're continuing with that today, and we are meeting Christy, who is in our Farmington Hills location, and so I'd like to go ahead and give a warm welcome to Christy. Christy, I believe you're on the line.
Hi, John. Yes, I'm here. I'm excited to do this.
Good morning. Thanks for taking time out of, I know, your busy schedule to be with us. And so we're just going to jump right in and have you start us off by telling us a little bit about your role and your work with Adoption Associates.
Sure. So I've been at Adoption Associates for a little over 2 years, so the time has flown by. I work primarily as a birth mom caseworker, which I love, and then I'm also able to do home studies as well, and I've done a few of those. I also do the profile-only families, so a lot of our out-of-state or Upper Peninsula families. I manage their home studies as well. But primarily with my birth mom work, I will work with them through the process. As soon as they contact Adoption Associates, I start with them, and then I finish with them through the entire process of their adoption plan.
Awesome. So let's shift gears just for a second here, Christy, and on a more personal level, could you share a little bit about yourself and who you are outside of work?
Sure. So I'm married and I have 2 school-age children. So my daughter just started kindergarten and my son is in 3rd grade. So we are very busy. We enjoy watching our kids at all their sporting activities. That's pretty much what fills our nights and weekends. And when we're not doing that, we're definitely spending time with extended family and good friends in the area. We have a great church community who we're very involved with as well, so that helps with support with having our family live out of town.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that a little bit about yourself outside of work, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, what drew you to working in the field of adoption?
So I have a lot of personal connections through friends and family with adoption. I've worked in foster care, therapeutic foster care previously, and I just love that what we believe in and that adoption helps build loving families, and I've always felt strongly about this. I was actually adopted when I was 5 months old, and I have a lot of very close family and friends who have adopted through foster care and who have also adopted internationally as well. So it's just very close to home for me.
It sounds like it certainly is. That's really great of you to open up and share that with us. What would you say is your favorite, or maybe a couple of your favorite things about the work that you do or your role in the adoption process?
I mentioned that I love doing the birth mom work. I feel like it's been great to be able to build relationships with the birth moms, really building like rapport and building a trusting relationship with them and really feeling like I can help them through this time of just uncertainty for a lot of them, and just they're all going through some really tough things. If they weren't, we wouldn't be, you know, in this position planning for adoption. So there's just a lot of things I love being able to help them with that. And then it's also always really special to be able to call our adoptive families to let them know when they've been chosen by a birth mom and get to see that half of it as well. So it's just an amazing process.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you find in your work that people are surprised to know about either the work that you do or about adoption in general?
I mean, I don't think it's like, you know, they'd be surprised, but I just think it's important to realize, like, birth moms are just like any of us or any of our good friends. They love their children. They just want to do what's best for them, which I think, you know, me as a mom and you as a mom, I'm sure, like, we want to make decisions for our children that we feel like are going to benefit them and provide what they need. And so I think it's just amazing to know that, like, these birth moms have a story as well, and they love their children, and that's why they're making this decision. And I just feel like another thing that maybe people don't realize, not being in, you know, knowing everything about adoption, is that how involved the birth moms can be in the process of choosing their family, who they'd like to adopt their child, and the openness that can sometimes last a lifetime for these birth moms and families.
Mm-hmm. And do you hear back from birth mothers that you've worked with, you know, whether it be a few months down the road or a year down the road, to just touch base with you and find out how they're doing?
Yeah. So, I mean, one amazing thing that just happened is, I mean, sometimes finalizations can take some months. So even though the birth mom has gone to court and we're at that point, sometimes it still takes several months past that for the adoptive family to go to court and actually finalize. And I just went to one this past week where the adoptive mother was there for the finalization and family, but then also the birth mother came. And that was just amazing, like, to see how much they love each other and how much they're involved with each other. And then for me, just to get to see her was just a great, you know, like, we gave a big hug and tears were coming, and it was just really great to see how she's doing and be able to keep up with her in that way. So that was just an example of something, building those relationships.
Awesome. Awesome. And you've been with the agency, I think you said, for just over 2 years now. Is that right, Christy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So could you talk a little bit about what it's been like thus far to be an employee of Adoption Associates, and maybe share some thoughts about what you love the most about this agency?
Sure. So, I mean, it has been a great experience working here. My office is in Farmington Hills, and I truly do feel like our staff is just a big family. I mean, even extended into the other offices as well, but just day to day, we're very close. We support each other. We help each other when things come up. The agency overall just truly cares for the birth moms that we work with. We definitely keep that in mind. We want to respect our birth mothers and make them a big part of this process, obviously, keep them involved, and that they're kind of running what happens. We're just there to kind of support it. And also the families who we serve, we're always trying to find better ways to improve and be relevant with the times and just move forward in the field of adoption.
It's fantastic. And I really like your focus on talking today about birth moms, and obviously they play such a huge role in the process. And we do want to empower them in this decision that they're making, and because they are so selfless in that and putting their child's needs before their own. And I'm really glad that we've touched on that today. Anything else, Christy? I think we're close to a wrap up here. Anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners?
No, I think we're good. I'm so glad that I was able to do this and kind of shed some light on the process.
Absolutely. And we are going to continue this series of Meet the Staff. Kind of an interesting tidbit here, Christy, is you are right in the middle of the series. We've had 11 weeks before you, and we have 11 weeks to go. So we are here at the midpoint. So congrats on your special position.
Thank
so
you.
For those of you that are listening, we do hope that you can continue to tune in. Next week, we're going to be talking with Sally. She's in our Jenison location, and we're going to continue this well through the end of the year. So do stay tuned. If you're listening and interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, you can do so by calling us at 800-675. Do remember, Tuesdays at 11 is the time of our Adoption Focus podcast. These are live shows, so we'd love to hear and connect with you as well. You can reach us in a variety of other ways, including our website at adoptionassociates.net, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you again, Christy, for today.
Thank you, Jennifer.
For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.